Song number 93. Song number 91. Song number 91, A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh,
After this song, Nathaniel will have a devotion for us. Song number 99.
Good evening. It's good to be here, and I always look forward to the hymn sing right here in December and what it brings, the joy of his birth our songs often bring. And so I want to think about a little bit the story and time that changed history. And it won't take much time, but let's reflect on Luke chapter 2. Those of you that have Bibles, Luke chapter 2, and we'll just begin reading it now, verse 7, and read to verse 16 and touch on that. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. What an immaculate story. The fact that there was angels, there were shepherds, there was a young couple, and God brought them together, relationships, for a purpose, for a plan. You might wonder, why the angels? You might wonder, why the shepherds? Where the angels? How'd they find them? All these things. The fact is, he brought them together. And that story still affects us. What I would like to look at is verse 14. On earth, peace. And the second point there, goodwill toward men. Goodwill toward men. What does that mean? Glory to God in the highest. We understand praise. We understand who to praise. On earth, peace. Goodwill toward men. Now, I would just like to reflect on that just a little bit. On earth, peace is is amazing. You have people who, up until this time, again, there was a lot of dissension, there's a lot of strife, a lot of people lost their lives, and he's saying peace. And he's saying good relationships to each other. Yes. Now, I would like to reflect. I don't think I've had this opportunity to tell you. I would like to reflect a little bit on another angle here. On earth, peace. What does that mean? And I know what it does not mean. The gloom of war hung over the world this week in 1941. Washington. Of all the ghosts of Christmas past, none haunts our history like the ghost of Christmas 1941. It's just a term, ghost, but what I'm thinking here is, was there ever a bleaker Christmas? Peace on earth seemed impossible. Dream, after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor less than 3 weeks earlier. This week marks that week. This week, on the 7th, marks the morning of the day that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Salvage crews were still pulling bodies from the oil-oozing wrecks along Battleship Row. Instead of coming together at Christmas, families remained separated by the necessities of war. Shipyards and defense plants worked around the clock. Furloughs were canceled. Basic training courses accelerated. The midshipmen at Annapolis and cadets at West Point didn't go home for the holidays. Neither did most of the nation. All but essential travel was deemed unpatriotic. For Eleanor Roosevelt, weeping softly as she spoke to her secretary in the West sitting room of the White House, it was difficult to believe it was Christmas. Nearly half the casualties in the Pearl Harbor attack were from the USS Arizona, and many of the 1,177 who died were in their bunks when the ship was hit that morning at 7:48 a.m. Surprise attack, and their bodies are still preserved in that hulk, in the sunken hull of the ship. At the same time, all that Christmas week, trains loaded with human freight lumbered east across the Polish harbor, across the Polish border in Lesung. The final solution to the Jewish problem was off the drawing board. New gas ovens were being installed in the bathhouses at Auschwitz, and lethal blue pellets called Zyklon B already had been tested successful on Soviet prisoners of war. This was taking place 76 years ago. And tonight we sing, "Joy to the World, the Lord has come." Yes. Praise the Lord. What I'm saying tonight is we don't have that gloom of war over us, thankfully. What we do have is that in history, and we reflect on what we're thankful for, that tonight we again live in peace to a degree. What about those Christians who are not? What you don't know is that my grandpa was on one of those ships when it was blown up in Pearl Harbor. And I think about it. The way that we view things affects the way that we view things. Our past affects the way we view things in the future. And, you know, I think of this whole week. I've been thinking about this. I shouldn't say this whole week. It's been heavy on my mind. Had my grandfather lost his life, I wouldn't be here tonight or with my family. And I'm fortunate for the fact that his life was saved in that wreckage, and then later, before he died, that his life was redeemed. He accepted the redemption of Jesus Christ. What's your story? Did you know that story of me? It's okay if you didn't. But I would suggest this story. This Christmas, that we reflect on what we have and meet people and ask them for their story. What does goodwill toward men mean? Maybe this Christmas season we can reflect and find out somebody else's story. Sharing hearts, I believe, is what goodwill is toward men. Peace on earth. Between each other, may there be peace. And may there be, this season, a conversation across the table as we reflect. Harmony of hearts, opening chambers in our hearts and allowing hearts to share stories that we didn't share before, we didn't know before. It's okay. But maybe, maybe it could happen this season. Goodwill toward men. And I just pray that we together as a church would hear each other's hearts. Clearer. For a purpose. Let's stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful tonight for your salvation plan. You came in such a form so lowly, a child, so poor, laid in a manger, the refuse of men, and yet you were the Redeemer of all men. What a picture. What does goodwill mean, Lord? Just continue to impress it upon our hearts this season. And impress upon our hearts the need to have peace in our hearts as we reflect on what you've done so much for someone so little. We thank you again for the privilege to gather here in peace, and that this season, Lord willing, this country doesn't go to war. But as we reflect on those countries that are at war, may you have your predominant plan in focus, and may your hand be with those Christians who are suffering right now. Lead gently, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Nathaniel, sharing that with us. Isn't it wonderful that we can have peace, even with all the turmoil that is going on? let's turn to number 95 in the Christian hymnal. Number 95. After this song, we'll have the children come up front and Gary will lead them in some songs.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
children can come up. And then after they sing, we'll have Matt will come up and lead a couple songs, Matt Miller.
Good evening. For one of the songs, song number 94 in the church hymnal, Angels from the Realms of Glory. I wasn't quite too familiar with this song, so if you know it, please help me because I might make mistakes. So, song number 94 in the church hymnal, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you.
The next song, song number 96, just a little bit over the page, and can, all that care to can stand for the song. Song number 96, Joy to the World.
Thank you, Matt, for those two songs. If you would turn to song number 92 in your church hymnals. And after this song, Andy has a men's group for us. And after that men's group, Gerald will be leading us in a song. Now, this song, how many of you are familiar with this song? Just a couple of you. So why don't we start off by singing the melody for the first verse, and then break into parts for the next two verses.
Send back the glad. Good evening. I'm going to sing two songs tonight. First one is O Come, Emmanuel. There's one phrase that kind of stands out to me, and that is in the second verse. It says, and close the path to misery. Talking about one of the things that he would do when he came, and he would provide a way of peace, a way of victory. In the second song, Tiny Little Baby, is simply talking about how it would be when he comes, and that the Father sent him, and that he is the Messiah.
Manger, Good evening, everyone. I was asked to lead the song Silent Night, which is 103 in your church hymnals, or 100 in the Christian hymnal.
Now let's turn to page 99, number 99 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, there'll be a ladies' group in charge of Margaret. And then right after that, Uncle James is going to lead a song. Number 99.
Oh, to sing two songs tonight. I'll make it my home, and I'll be somewhere listening.
Somewhere listening for my name. Say thank you, ladies, for sharing those beautiful numbers. There's some sheet music scattered through the church here this evening on the Star and the Wise Men. This is a song that's been special in my from my youth on up. Even as boys in school, Uri Sharp had a little boys' choir. At least in one of our school programs, we sang not the prelude on this song, but the song. This song is written by Charles Gabriel, who is frequently mentioned in our hymnals. One of his songs that he writes, both the words and music, also is, "I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus." Meanwhile, he also was a contemporary and friend of Mark Twain. I've never heard any group besides the Mennonites that sing this song right here. It's a little bit like that song, "Lord, I Am Fondly, Earnestly Longing." Seems like maybe that's kind of a Mennonite song, but not written by a Mennonite. And I don't know if I've ever heard any group besides Mennonites sing this song. I'm hoping and trusting that enough of you have heard this often enough that you will know it. The closer I've gotten to this, the more foolish I've felt, actually, for offering to do this to Mylon yesterday when I talked to him. But I think we'll try it. What I'd like to do is have a few altos would help the first tenors sing their part. And maybe with you sopranos, all of you that want to, we'll let you sing the descant in the chorus. Now, I want to know if we have at least a few first tenors here this evening in the men's group over here. Who thinks they can help sing some first tenor over here? Let's see your hands once. All right, we've got a pretty good number there. How about second tenors? Are they going to be scarce as hen's teeth? All right, one, two, three. We need more. I was glad to hear Matthew singing behind me, but here he disappeared now, I see. So we need him, but he's not here. All right. How about some baritones? Who can sing some baritone for us? All right. Will, Ron, Nathaniel. How about another one? Okay, we've got one in the back here, Jason. All right, the rest of you can help sing any of those parts as well, but I would like to have a few commitments there that you're going to be singing this. And since I'm giving you all of you sopranos a chance to sing the descant, and if some of you altos feel left out and have always wanted to sing that descant, well, you help sing that one as well. All right, we're going to start with the beginning here. Where is he that is born? King of the Jews. That's in unison. And then breaks into parts, comes into the end. When we sing this song, the other part of the song, "The Star and the Wise Men," sometimes you hear it sung, and it's sung very kind of blum, 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 plotty like. I want you to move it along, keep it smoothly. We're probably singing in more or less see what we have here. It says a 3-4 time, but a little bit more like a 2-2, or kind of keep it moving along. On the second verse, we'll take a pause after the word "him." We long to behold him. We only sing this beginning once. The third verse, you see there, is a verse that was not written by Charles Gabriel, but rather by Joseph Overholt from Hartville, Ohio. So that's added in there. We hasten towards Bethlehem's stall to worship, to reverence the King of us all. All right, let's see if we can sing this song. And I know the time is slipping by here quickly. Men, we'd like you to sing this first prelude by yourself, if you would, except those of you altos that want to help the first tenors, we'd love if you'd do that. You'll have to go down to the so when we get up to so, but won't you be there? Men, we need to have a good big voice here asking this question. Where is he that is born? All right? Oh, men, where is he that is born? King of the Jews. For we have seen his star in the east. Trouble. All right, men, let's get our tune here for the...
All right, and tenors, tones, so first tenors, and do, so altos, mi, do, baritone, and do, basses. From lands of east we have traveled afar, led on by the green.
Wait a minute. Let's try it again. Excuse me here. Something I never did explain to you here, where the soprano and alto notes are. This is men's music. So the altos, you need to be singing the very top line. All right? But you're not up to so, you're down to so. Okay? Because it's men's music. So your note would be...
Oh, do, so, altos. That's how low you should be. And sopranos, you'd like for you just to be quiet. Okay? Unless you're helping the altos. Do so, do me second tenors and so. From lands of east we have traveled afar, lit on by the gleam of beautiful star. Through desert or mountain, rugged and green, we journey rejoicing, Messiah.
Much better now. On the third verse, first tenors and altos, when we get to the chorus, without a split pause, you go right on, okay? And those of you singing the descant there at the end, don't rush that Bethlehem. Make sure you come in behind us, all right? We hasten. Thing. If you would like to keep this music, you may. If not, I'll be picking them up. But if you'd like to take one home with you, that's a gift from me. I don't usually give you candy, but I'll give you this.
All right, thank you for leading that. One more song before the chorus comes up. Number 95 in the church hymnal. We'll just do the first and last verse, of course, and come up in the last verse.
Says in this song, I think maybe I've said this before, I'm not sure, but talks about the angels rejoicing, singing, when Christ is born. And then it on the last verse it says, the baby in Bethlehem is history. But when we give our hearts to Him, He's born again in our hearts. And as the angels rejoice when Christ is born, they rejoice when He's born again in our hearts. I think that's just beautiful. That is an event worthy of the angels in heaven rejoicing. A lesson for us, I think, down here. How do we react when somebody gives their heart to Jesus? Because, you know, that's wonderful. We go on. Maybe we should have a party. Maybe we should have a big fellowship meal. Have a celebration. And then the last song asks a very poignant question. How should a king come? And perhaps an obvious question, but God works in ways that we don't expect sometimes. It tells a story.
God, He's the ever. lodging within, and into a stable with manger bear the Prince of the Peace entered in. Shed abroad to the darkened world of praise to the heavenly King. Today the dear baby in Bethlehem is history as measured by time, but into the hearts that will give him room he enters anew in his pride. Joyous song when into our hearts he is born, and souls that respond to his tender voice with heavenly grace he adores.
Unto
wonderful,
us a child is
wonderful,
unto counselor, us a son is
mighty
born.
God and the God.
God, earth was silent, so the angels sang.
Glory.